everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
The totally redesigned Hustler X1 is the perfect combination of power and versatility. The Hustler X1 mower can do it all. The X1 gives you true commercial quality and design with 52, 60, and 72-inch decks, and you save $1,000 over last year's prices. Hustler's warranty provides extra peace of mind. With mowing speeds up to 10.5 miles per hour and reliability of all day every day, it's the redesigned Hustler X1 for you. To find your Hustler dealer, go to HustlerTurf.com. Save big on the X1. Hustler, they're fun to run.
Hi, I'm Lance Brown, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. My family and I take pride in providing you and your families with safe, wholesome, and let's not forget, delicious dairy foods. Join us in celebrating all things dairy this June Dairy Month. Learn more about dairy farm families and get to know the people behind your milk at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Well, the cattle complex was on fire this week thanks to signs of renewed cash strength and technical buying. On the other hand, lean hog futures were moderately lower, reversing from moderate strength seen early on. Corn futures were generally lower, pressured somewhat by a drier 7-day forecast. Wall Street, in the meantime, moved higher. In live cattle, contracts were challenging May highs, fueled by short covering and technical buying, plus country reports of greater packing spending. October and December contracts traded on the cusp of new contract highs this week. Meanwhile, feeder cattle had bullish heat that got even hotter with gains as much as 322 points to 450 points. Indeed, a majority of months locked up at the 450-point limit. Grain futures today, though, were mostly steady after two-sided trade overnight. Prices appeared to find some support from stock markets that set records around the world, including the U.S., where Wall Street saw more gains today. Crude oil did not join the rally in other markets, despite a large drop in U.S. inventories last week. Rising U.S. production, though, has offset cuts by OPEC and Russia, and diesel prices also appear to be past their seasonal peak. Corn prices, though, tried to turn higher, keeping July futures above key moving averages. Corn remained range-bound as the growing season gets underway. Meanwhile, soybeans posted modest gains today after holding a move below Thursday's lows when a rally in Asia sputtered out. Wheat prices were steady, though, to a little higher, supported by more wet weather in the forecast from the southern plains. Export sales, though, expected to be better than last week's total, but still lag behind the pace forecasted by USDA as the marketing year ends. Overseas markets were higher. January futures for Eastern Australian wheat gained 2 cents more to $5.08, supported by dry forecasts. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.